first news first. From the KXOK News Terminal, news live at 55.
Here is KXOK News Alive at 8:55. KXOK Radio Park temperature, 77. At the airport, 72. The outlook, partly cloudy, little temperature change through tomorrow. Listen carefully. Within 15 minutes of this news broadcast, KXOK will test your news IQ, and you may win KXOK cash in a flash. Facelifting. The Pentagon has facelifting plans for Fort Leonard Wood. The Army will spend $30 million there in the next 5 years to modernize the base, part of a long-range plan that will ultimately drop $250 million into the area. Most of the federal money goes for the first 5 years to replace ramshackle emergency buildings thrown together during World War II. No better. The huge Mill Creek redevelopment uprooted many Negroes from their slum homes, sent them searching for something better in the city's West End, but instead they were fleeced by several unscrupulous real estate agents. So reports the West End Community Conference. The group calls for coordinated action by city and citizen groups to stamp out the exploitation. Back home. Those St. Louis Freedom Riders were back home last night speaking at an art and jazz benefit at the Union Boulevard YMHA. The benefit, sponsored by the Congress on Racial Equality, drew an overflow crowd of 500 and heard reports from the riders. They said results were good in New Orleans, unsatisfactory at Alexandria and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Cat burglar. An agile second-story man looted two homes in Swank-Ladue, both in the same block, by crawling over nearby roofs and forcing his way into the homes. He snatched jewelry and other items totaling $17,000 from the residences, both on Briar Cliff. Waiter drowns. A 9-year-old non-swimmer from Manchester, Missouri, Larry Williams, drowned yesterday in the Big River near House Springs, apparently stepped into water over his head. Pileup. A 5-car traffic pileup on the new Missouri River Bridge tied up traffic for miles in both directions on the Mark Twain Expressway last night. No one hurt there. Man in space. One of two U.S. astronauts will be tapped this morning for America's second man in space flight less than 24 hours hence. A National Space Agency announcement due at 9 this morning, just minutes away, will assign the voyage either to Virgil Grissom of the Air Force or to John Glenn Jr. of the Marines. At Cape Canaveral, the countdown already is underway for the space flight, set for daylight tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning St. Louis time, unless weather difficulties intervene. Navy casualties. Hong Kong dispatches report one man killed, another injured in a mishap aboard the missile-carrying U.S. Navy cruiser Topeka. U.S. authorities say an investigation is in progress, but are giving no details. The Topeka put into the British colony this morning for a week's recreational visit. Territorial claim. Tunisia's President Habib Bourguiba staked a claim today to a sector of the oil-rich Sahara, says he'll send troops there to enforce it. Addressing a special session of the Tunisian National Assembly, Bourguiba demanded that France evacuate the desert sector as well as the big Tunisian North Coast naval base of Bizerte. Party lines. West Berlin's Mayor Willy Brandt is calling for a bipartisan talk with Chancellor Konrad Adenauer on safeguarding Berlin from communist action. Brandt, a socialist, is seeking to replace Adenauer, a Christian Democrat, in West Germany's September national election. In this country, President Kennedy has a pledge of Republican support for any firm stand he may take on Berlin. It came this morning from Senator Stiles Bridges of New Hampshire, head of the GOP Policy Committee. Company he keeps. The so-called Germanizing of Poland came up today at the Adolf Eichmann trial in Jerusalem. It wrung an admission from Eichmann that he had taken part with five of Nazi Germany's leading executioners in organizing those 1940 deportations of a 500,000 Poles, Jews, Slovenes, and Gypsies. But the former Gestapo official still refuses to concede he ever made a decision without instructions from above. Hoping against hope. Rescuers trudged to a narrow cave near Orleans, Indiana, in heavy fog this morning to begin a search for two Indiana University graduate students trapped in the cave overnight and possibly drowned by a flash flood. Fellow explorers, however, say there's still hope of finding the two alive if they manage to find an air pocket as the waters rushed in. Back to work. President Kennedy heads back to Washington from Cape Cod to renew pressure on Congress to approve his foreign aid proposals and to continue his study on the developing crisis over Berlin. More on Berlin. A record flow of refugees from communist East Germany brought some 4,000 into West Berlin over the weekend. More were pouring in today by subway, elevated train, on foot, and by car. Morrison. Jellicips Morrison, who resigned last night as mayor of New Orleans, will be sworn in by President Kennedy today as ambassador to the Organization of American States. In baseball, the Cards dropped one to the Braves by a score of 9-1 yesterday. Now the weather forecast for St. Louis, Florissant, and Sappington. Partly cloudy, little temperature change through tomorrow. High today in the middle 80s, overnight low in the middle 60s, high tomorrow in the upper 80s. The outlook for Wednesday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers. Current KXOK radio park temperature, 77 degrees. At the airport, it's 72. This has been KXOK News Alive at 8:55. Next KXOK News at any moment. Next scheduled news live at 9:55 from KXOK St. Louis, Missouri. Time at the tone, 9 o'clock.